Justin Herman of the General Services Administration, and here to talk about the adoption of Yelp as a customer feedback tool for the federal government. Justin, thanks for your time today. How did you and your team and your colleagues decide, how was the decision made to use Yelp instead of creating some kind of proprietary feedback app so that agencies could learn what their customer service efforts were like? Thanks for coming on, Justin.
Oh, no, thank you so much for having me, Francis. And you know what? I'm sure there are apps like that, specific to feedback. I know that we already have terms of service agreements with dozens of social media and collaborative apps that built into it is to gain customer feedback so people can able to apply it. I mean, we see this every day, not just with government services, with ordering a car on Uber, getting an online date. It's all these online services are being able to build in customer feedbacks and ratings into it. So when we say that Yelp created a terms of service that federal agencies can use, it wasn't like the first step, but it's just one piece of this larger scheme, which is in order to get customer ideas and get that and listen to the people who these programs are designed for so we can order to hear their voices and to make these programs better again and again.
What obstacles did you have to overcome to get this done, both logistically and I guess conceptually is the other thing that I'm thinking about. I imagine there's a change management piece here where people had to get over the idea that, hey, just anybody that wants to can post some comment about my interaction with whatever. And that's something that I imagine a government bureaucracy might be a little uncomfortable with.
Yeah, no, it, you're definitely right. And so get to the beginning of the point when you said, what are some of the obstacles we have to overcome? So we have resources that we share with companies on how they can amend their terms of service agreement. But really, the obstacles are not on the sides of the government. The obstacles are on the sides of the apps themselves. So in this case, Yelp chose to amend their terms of service that opens the door to allow agencies to use it. And we know that there's a couple agencies that are interested in doing test studies to be able to see, because they saw that their customers were already using it. Now, that being said, when we amend terms of service with a company, they can come, they can go, and we see that every day. Apps rise, apps fall. But what's important is that the government continues advancing forward, and no matter what particular customer service platform we're using, whether we built it, whether we're using a free tool that's widely available to the American public already, that together we're working on our customer service and advancing it for missions across government. So that being said, that's a, kind of like the role we play, is that when an organization, and obviously every agency is going to come at this from a different way with a different mission and a different experience level, but we provide as many options as possible, whether it's, like I said, them using maybe a platform that the government developed, maybe them using one of the many free tools. In fact, because we have agreements with 80 social media and collaborative tools out there. So just in case people think we're just talking about Facebook or Twitter, there's 80 tools out there. And so what we do is we provide as many options as possible for agencies and then customize based on their own needs. And hopefully, when we talk about obstacles on the government, then that's what's going to help them get over it.
Once the agencies have these relationships and they are comfortable on these platforms, how do you help them collect that information? How do you help them analyze the feedback that they get to actually make a difference in the way that they're going about serving customers, citizens, taxpayers?
Well, I'll tell you, they're just in the case right now. So when we talk about digital engagement and social media for customer service, we currently have 10 agencies working on a new government-wide resource. And these agencies include FEMA, National Archives, the U.S. Coast Guard, Federal Student Aid, all who have very different missions and very different ways of implementing and approaching customer service. But what we're doing is we're defining best practices that are universal to agencies, and we're providing subsets and different ways to customize the performance metrics and the reporting measures around it so that any agency, no matter what your mission is, resource levels, levels of interference or, you know, cultural dislike or fear of this, that everyone's going to have that same top-level resources and performance metrics to be able to employ. And that's something we're looking forward to releasing in a minimally viable product the first week of October, hopefully.
So are you finding the best practices in government for customer service are different from, similar to, some of each of the best practices in customer service in the private sector?
No, this is one of actually the things where when we talk about it's good for government to learn from the private sector, this is one of those times where it's definitely good to learn. Because this is something that in different ways, whether it was online or, you know, back in the day when we're talking about call centers and things like that, that the private sector, of course, has to excel in. And so as we get more agencies to get comfortable with this, and not to say that many are not fantastic at this, I take the Pepsi challenge of Federal Student Aid's customer service program versus most companies out there, just because of they match their need with their capability and their drive. And now that's one of the agencies that are sharing this across government and helping all agencies.
You've mentioned that there are 80 sites, applications that you have terms of service agreements with. So it doesn't sound like this is a pilot or a one-off, something that you intend to just be a deal with Yelp, that this is a part of a trend that we can expect to continue to see develop.
Absolutely, Francis. This is a trend. And we don't make exclusive relationships, deals, anything with any of these companies. We just show them how they can amend their terms of service so federal agencies can use them if they choose. And this also involves everything from, you know, as you can imagine, legal minutiae. But if you go to an official government page on, let's say, Facebook, you'll notice there's no advertisements on it. So what happens is if an app wants the government to use their free tool, there's hurdles they have to get over, like removing advertisements or amending their terms of service. And from there, like I said, it's up to agencies. Now, back in the day, you'll remember, there was government agencies that had a MySpace page. But we're not talking and fretting about the fact that it's not around anymore in that sense. But what's important, like I said, so the focus isn't on particular, what are we doing about this app? What are we doing about that app? Because apps come and go. What's more important is that agencies are responsive, they're able to embrace emerging technologies, and they're able to meaningfully use it in a way that either A, measurably improves the citizen experience using public services, or two, measurably reduce those costs. And a lot of times, luckily, in this particular field, we're able to do both at once.
What are the questions that they normally come to you with, that the agencies normally come to you with first when they want to know about these kinds of relationships?
The number one things that come up, Francis, are performance metrics, because all day we read in the news and we see and we hear that government should do this, government should do that. Well, that's fantastic, but agencies need to know how they can do that and how they can best do that. And so that's where organizations, of course, like GSA come in, is that we help and we're able to identify what are those best practices, what are those performance metrics, and get them into the hands of agencies for them to customize for their own use.